Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. Here, we're back. It's three for the money. New episodes every Thursday, brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. And it's week seven. It is week seven of the NFL season, and it feels like it is slipping through my fingers. It feels like it's going by so fast. And I don't like it. You know, we're not really to the halfway point yet, and I'm trying not to think about it, but here we are. We're thinking about it. But to recap how I did, coming out of Sunday, I did terrible. Coming out of Sunday, I was like 2-4, and I lost my surefire pick. That felt terrible. I don't know why I didn't just make it the Bucks instead of the Rams, Jags over. Not the Rams Jags. They didn't play. Some other team. The Jags played the Seahawks and the Jags. I don't know why I made them the over. I don't know. Whoopsie. Anyway. But then I, when we tweeted out our Monday night picks, and I saw a snaggletooth gentleman on TikTok have an AI model that had the Bears winning, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's put something on the Bears. And I went to bed right when the Manders went up, and I was like, this is done. This is going to ruin my night, so I'm just going to go to sleep. So I'm going to have to see the end of it. And then I woke up, and the Bears won. Way to go, me. All right. So I ended up going 3-5, and I lost my surefire. When I look at it on paper, it doesn't feel as bad as when I look at the account. So, but yeah, we're moving on. It's week seven. Chris, how did you do?
I did all right. I went 5-6, but I won my surefire, so that's good. So pretty much broke even, had a couple like last minute touchdown scores I sprinkled in there. So I guess I came out ahead. I don't know. It's always a grind, but yeah, I can't complain, I guess. I know the guy you're talking about. I've seen him on Twitter. I believe he goes by the name of Rowdy.
It's not him.
No, it's not
him. It's not him?
Not him.
No.
Oh.
No, I had to confirm with Will because I would not have Will talk wet about that man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that dude is sharp as hell.
Rocks.
Yeah.
I've never seen Rowdy.
Yeah, he's on
you know, an AI model?
I don't know what he uses. He just bets.
Yeah. you know World of T-shirts, Will?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks and talks like him, but he's, you know, not a raging alcoholic running around the country to different cities and almost getting arrested. So
that we know of.
That we know of.
Allegedly.
All I know is that he's winning bets.
Yeah.
Rowdy Rhymes. Shout out. No free shout outs, but that
no shout out. Rock, that guy is awesome.
You rock, sir.
All right. I'll check him out. Anything else, Chris?
I mean, no, not really. 5-6, but my surefire essentially broke even. We'll take it. Sean, how did you do?
6-5, surefire win on Monday night with the Bills, Falcons under. There was a profit boost on Schman Schmuel for a live bet. So as soon as the game started, I live boosted the under and then put, you know, the max amount of $10 on it. And then it got down to like plus money. And I was like, well, I'm just going to quadruple this under. So Surefire
Damn.
quad win. Yeah. So all both plus money. So doing great.
That was
Couldn't
a
really complain
sweat.
about. Not
Well,
really.
not, I mean,
That
I want to
wasn't
say it's,
looking good in the beginning.
yeah, I don't want to say a
Yeah.
sweat. It was like, I mean, it kind of was because, yeah, they got off to such a good start. You kind of had to be like, I mean, one touchdown can put this bet in the shitter. But yeah, once, I mean, I guess you could say like, once it got to like 10 minutes left in the fourth, you're like, okay, barring something crazy happening, we're good. But yeah, the first quarter, they score on the first two drives. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But no,
I
it
mean,
hit.
shout out Falcons, I guess, but yeah, they got it done early and then they just kind of held that lead and more power to them. So, yeah, you're right. The first half was a sweat, but it was like, oh no. But we trust the process, we trust the numbers, we trust the data. So.
All right. Well, let's get into it. The first game we're talking about, Rams at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags only scored 12 points last week against the Seahawks, and the Seahawks only scored 20. Sorry, I just had a flashback to my losing surefire that I thought was a surefire pick. But anyway, moving on. The Jags are home dogs by 3 points. Yeah, the Rams look fantastic. They have a great defense. The Jags, I mean, honestly, right now it's kind of hard to tell what Jags team we're gonna get. I mean, I guess I'll go first here. I'm just gonna take the Rams. Rams minus three. I'm just keeping it simple. I had so many overs last week that I don't know. It's very uncharacteristic of me. And hence why I lost like most of my bets. So, I'm gonna try and not fall on that sword again. But I mean, it's just the I'm just picking the Rams minus three here. It just feels like easy play. Keep it simple. They're the better team. Jags, we don't know what they're gonna get. And the Rams have a great defense. Puka did go out, which is a little bit alarming. But I don't know. I'm not gonna think about it too much. When I think about things too much, it doesn't really work out for me that well. So I'm just gonna go with the Rams. Chris, what do you think?
I'm going with the tried and true bet. I'm taking the Lunder, under 44 and a half. I think this game is just gonna kind of stink. I mean, it's in London. I know the whole thing with like Tottenham, those games tend to go over. I don't care. There's no, like you said, no Puka for LA. I mean, the Rams are still a better team, so I think they should win this game, but I think it's gonna be ugly. I don't think the Jags are that good. I just don't think they are. And I mean, they laid an egg last week. Like you said, Will, the Rams have a really good defense. I think they can kind of get after Lawrence, make him uncomfortable. Yeah, I think this is a high total for a London game. So,
What is it?
yeah, 44 and a half.
It is also essentially a home game for the Jaguars.
That is true.
That doesn't make me feel good.
I mean, it's London. Anything can happen. But what is the Jags' record in London? I know they play there all the time, but do they
That
win
is
any of these games?
an
I had
interesting
the
question
stat.
I had
that I
the
will look
stat
up.
pulled the other day, actually.
Okay. Well, anyway, my bet is under 44 and a half. Doesn't really have anything to do with the Jags winning or not. But yeah, I think this game's gonna be a stinker. Like pretty much all the London games have been so, or all of the European games have been so far this year. So yeah, under 44 and a half. Sean, what do you think?
I got you on this step. This is the Jacksonville Jaguars' 14th game overseas, and they are 7-6 straight up and against the spread, including four and three straight up and against the spread as underdogs. So pretty middle of the pack for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I will also be going with the Rams minus 3.5. They did me right last week covering against the Ravens. As mentioned last week as well, they are now a perfect 4-0. They were 3-0 last week against AFC opponents. They will be looking to sweep the AFC South, and got some stats to back this up. Yep, Rams will also be entering their 14th. Or hold on. Oh, sorry. Rams will be the 14th favorite to enter an international series coming off a true road game, and those teams are 13-1 straight up and 11-3 against the spread. So, and not just including international games, but I'm sure that they like are included in this, but the Jags are 3-16 straight up in their last 19 games when played as an underdog. So,
Oof.
yeah, rough.
Damn.
Yeah, not good. I mean, it's a new era in Jacksonville, so, but we got to throw the stat out there. Also, point of note, as a favorite, on the road or at a neutral site game, Sean McVay is 35-8 straight up with the Rams, including a 11-4 record when coming off the road, and is a 19 and 19, a perfect 19-0 when favored by 3 or more points. Crazy.
Right.
I mean, these are a little more favorable for money line bets. Money line's a little too juiced for me, but I do like the Rams to cover in this one, even with Puka Nacua out. Maybe we'll see. I still
No,
think they could.
he's
He's
out.
out.
I don't
Okay,
think he
yeah.
even made the trip.
Cool. They could still run all over them. They got
Yeah.
weapons. Big Devontae Adams game loading. Big.
Big, if true. Cool. Next game, Eagles at the Vikings. Vikings home dogs by 1.5 points. Eagles on a little bit of a slide. Past 2 weeks, they've only scored 17 points, 17 in each of those games. Vikings, I mean, they have Carson Wentz, but they won a pretty convincing game against the, who did they play? I don't know. In London, maybe it wasn't convincing.
Browns.
Oh yeah.
It was, I mean, they covered, but they scored a touchdown with like 20 seconds left.
Right. And so it's like I have trouble reading this game. I have something written down, but I want to hear what you guys think first. Chris, what do you think?
I'm taking the Vikings straight up money line. I cannot put money on the Philadelphia Eagles right now. I know you can say like this is like a little like mini slide they're in. Their offense has been bad all season. Like it just has been. Other than the Tampa Bay game and the second half of the Rams, they have not been good. They've been outgained in every single game they've played so far this season. You could say like, oh, like the offense, they're just in a slump, they'll bounce back. It's time to maybe start saying it's just bad. Like Saquon is not good. Jalen Hurts is, he's bad right now. AJ Brown just doesn't want to be there. I mean, the team might be falling apart, and we've seen this happen to them before. So this isn't like a wild take. Yeah, I just think the Vikings will take it. They're coming off a bye after the London game. There's a chance. I mean, do what you will with this. There's a chance JJ McCarthy's coming back. Is he an upgrade over Carson Wentz? I don't know. Maybe you could say he's like the same. Either way, I just think they're the better team. And I do have a stat for this. Let me pull it up. Here it is. It's on Trendsetter. It's called Skull Till November. It is so since 2014, in Vikings games prior to week 10, when the opponent is in another division, the Vikings are 44-18 against the spread, 8-2 in the last 10. So I don't really need the points with this, because it's only like it's 1.5, essentially a pick 'em. So just give me straight up Vikings money line. Will, what do you think? Did that help anything?
It didn't contradict my pick. I have the under written down, under 43.5. Like I mentioned, and like you mentioned, the Eagles, I mean, they are on a slide right now, and it's also tough to picture the Vikings putting up a lot of points because the Eagles, they do have a good defense. However, losing to the Giants in Thursday Night Football. I mean, I had the Giants, but it was very uncharacteristic of the Eagles. You know, divisional matchups, anything could happen, but
That may
yeah.
never mind. Go ahead.
But yeah, I have under 43 and a half written down. I don't see a lot of points being scored in this game. I see like perhaps frustration boils over for the fair Eagles. And the Vikings, like, it feels like they're in an optimistic kind of range right now. So I got the under 43 and a half. John?
Thank you, Chris, for spelling out just pretty much everything I wanted to say. This is secretly my second favorite play of this week. Meaning, spoiler alert, this is not my surefire pick. But
It's
I
a
am going with the
secret.
Vikings money line, plus 110. Team's falling apart, just like you said. Sirianni can do a lot of things. He can win a Super Bowl. But you know what he's really, really bad at?
Being bald.
Right.
I think he's pretty good at that as well, because he is bald.
Being Italian?
I you're
What,
naming things he already
Sean?
is.
What
Okay.
is he bad at?
He's absolutely terrible in a bounce back spot. Coming off a loss, Nick Sirianni is just 7-14 against the spread. And since this is such a low total, like point spread, I'm just going to risk it for the biscuit, go for the money line. But when the Eagles lose their previous game by 13 or more points, like the Eagles just did against the Giants, the Eagles are 1-5 straight up and 0-6 against the spread in their next game. And if my math is right, oh, sorry, yes, my math should be correct on that. They lost by 17, correct?
Yeah, it was 34-17. Yeah.
Give me the Vikings.
Okay. All right. Right on. All
I
right.
just,
Next.
yes, one
Well,
thing I just wanted to bring up. I still have no clue if Sirianni is a good coach or not.
last year, at the
It's,
beginning of the year, they wanted him fired. I don't know if you remember
yeah.
that.
It's like this guy has been to two Super Bowls, obviously won one in dominating fashion, and I have no clue if this guy is worth a shit or not. It's just the Eagles under him have either been amazing or awful. It's crazy,
Not
but
really an in between.
they've never just been like, yeah, it's a good team. It's like they're good, they make a
They're
deep
Philly
playoff run, go
fans.
to the Super Bowl, or they fall apart.
Philly
Yeah.
fans are never happy with anything, even when they have everything good in
But
life.
it's not even like just faint. Like you can objectively look at it. It's like either they're awesome or it was like, what, 2 years ago when the whole team just kind of quit. It's,
Yeah.
I have no clue if he's a good coach or not.
I mean,
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
the duality of
To be
man.
honest
Who
with you,
knows?
it's just
if he
wild
can't,
to say about a guy who's been to two Super Bowls in full 5 years, 4 years, 5 years.
yeah.
If he can't control this team, then I mean, not a good look. I'll say that. Trade AJ Brown back home. He's not happy there.
Bro, AJ Brown had thoughts of suicide when he played with the Titans. He doesn't want to be back here.
Don't think he was doing so great in Philly. He was reading mental health books on the
I like to read.
He's going to the Patriots.
I hope not. Anyway, next game, Colts at the Chargers. The Chargers are home favorites by 1.5 points. Let's see. Colts seem to be doing all right. Chargers almost lost 3 games in a row, but they won last week. So looking up for them. They're still leading the division. In a division that's kind of wild right now. But I'm gonna throw it to Sean. What do you think about this game?
So eventually, if I just keep betting on the Chargers, they will win and against the spread at some point, right? Because I've
Sure.
bet on them the past 3 weeks. and they are currently 0-3 in these past 3 weeks that I've bet on them against the spread. But in his pro career, Jim Harbaugh has never lost four straight against the spread, and the Chargers themselves have never lost four straight since the dark days of 2020. I do also kind of think the Colts are in for a letdown spot. They're in a good position for the division. Plus, please help me with this name. Head coach Shane, is it
Steichen.
Steichen?
Steichen.
Yes. The Colts are 0-2 straight up and against the spread when playing away from Eastern Standard Time or Central Standard Time, failing to cover the point spread by at least 8.5 points. So I'm going to go with the Chargers for the fourth straight week. Please don't make this 0-4. If they do not cover this week, I will stop betting on the Chargers. Fair
Okay,
enough. Okay.
do you want me to remind you if that happens?
No, if they lose, I will know. I don't need a
Okay.
reminder.
Okay. Just
What do
asking.
you got, Will? What do you got?
I am also on the Chargers. They kind of really haven't played anyone worth the shit. I mean, they beat the Dolphins. Dolphins are ass.
Didn't cover.
Needed a mirror. Good. Go ahead.
They barely beat the Broncos, which,
Didn't
I mean,
cover.
it was a fluke that the Broncos didn't win that game. I mean, they beat the shit out of us. They lost to the Rams. They won against the Raiders and they won against the Cardinals. Whoop-de-doo. And they're 5-1. They really haven't showed a good effort against a good team. So for that reason, I'll be taking the Chargers -1.5 here. Yeah, that's basically it. Christopher, what do you have?
I hate this. I'm a man alone. I'm taking Colts straight up money line. Like Sean, I have bet on the Chargers the last 3 weeks and they have broke my heart. Maybe it's, I'm not saying they're a bad team, but they are very banged up right now. I know pretty much all of their offensive line is hurt. Amarian Hampton's on IR. I don't know if Quentin Johnston's playing this week. He's listed as questionable, but who knows? Yeah, I mean, I just don't think. In this state, they're a good football team right now. Once they get healthy, they've shown they're a good team. But I mean, let's look at their last 3 weeks. We know it. I mean, they blew a 10-point lead to Washington. They went up 10-0 the first quarter and they didn't score it again. They needed a miracle to beat the shitbag Dolphins. And they, what was the other one? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, the Giants ran all over them. I just don't think they're very good right now. The Colts. Like you said, well, I've not really played anyone, but I think they get a statement win. It sucked. The entire season, almost the whole year, I've been like, so, I just don't think the Colts are that good. Maybe they might be that good. I'm taking them straight up. I hate Sean's stat though about Harbaugh has never lost four straight against the spread. Or I hate that, but I'm going with my gut. Colts money line.
Sorry, it's just facts.
Oh, it is. I hate it, but going
Okay.
with my gut. Colts money line.
It's okay. All right, next game, Giants at the Broncos. Broncos favored by 7. Feels like the Broncos shouldn't be favored by 7 against anyone, but their defense is, I mean, it's probably the best defense in the league, I guess, in my opinion. I mean, well, I guess we have numbers, so we don't really need an opinion, but and I didn't even look up those numbers. Anyway, I'll go first. I got the under 39.5. It's pretty low, but it kind of feels like the Giants, I mean, they put up numbies against the Eagles, but I don't know. It feels like it's going to be a lot more difficult against the Broncos. And the Broncos shouldn't be favored by that much to anyone right now. And so I think this game's probably going to be a stinker. Under 39.5. Boom. Moving on. Chris?
I thought you were about to just go to the next game. I was like,
No.
no. I completely,
Falcons Niners, what you got?
yeah, but I completely agree. Well, what if I could told you that you would get 40 and
Well, I would be
a half?
listening
All
with my
right.
ear holes.
Well, you can get 40 and a half. So that's what my pick is, under 40 and a half. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, Jackson Dart has played one game on the road so far in his career as a starter, and he shat the bed. And that was against the Saints. And I like the Saints. They're a fun team. I bet on them a few times. The Broncos are a much better defense than the Saints. So I think they're gonna keep him contained. They've shown they can, like, they're good against scrambling quarterbacks. I mean, Justin Fields didn't do shit against them last week. So, yeah, I think it's gonna be an ugly game. And yeah, it's just, the Broncos offense is just not the Broncos. Yeah, I mean, it's what you said. They shouldn't, I don't think they should be touchdown favorites against air right now. They're just not that good of a team. They just play with their food a lot. But I can't back the Giants. So, yeah, I think this is gonna be a stinky game. So, yes, under 40 and a half.
Hell yeah.
Sean, what are your thoughts?
This is one of those games where you see a line and there's just no stats, just pure emotion, and you just immediately take the over. For me, Broncos offense, I think, is much better than they showed in London. I know the Broncos D, most sacks in the league so far. I mean, hell, they sacked Justin Fields 9 times in London. I know that because I have the Broncos D on my fantasy team. Shout out. I think they're also on pace to like beat that 80s Bears team that like had 1 million in one season. So they're good. But you can never predict the power of exciting whites. So Dart and Scadaboo, these guys are on cloud nine right now. They're looking to come into Mile High and just run it up. And you know what? We got another exciting white on the other side with Bo Nix. He likes to run it up. So just a good, exciting white game up in Denver. Over 40 and a half is my pick. Yes.
Oh, I mean, speaking of exciting whites, the Broncos have the second white corner in the NFL. I forget his name, but he's back there. Because
Yes.
I remember, I have to pull him up because I remember watching Monday Night Football, and he made some play. Like, it was when they're doing the double header, and I was like kind of watching that game, and he made some play, and I was like, "Is that a white corner?" And I had to look him up. I forget his name. I think his last name is May or something like that. But yeah, shout out that guy. Another
Locking it
exciting
down.
white in the
Locking it down.
But yes, they are. This is one of those picks that just kind of, it's not too high, it's not too low, it's 40 and a half. This game could accidentally go over. So this is pure emotion, no stats. Like I said, got nothing on this one. We're just riding off the highs of pretty much the Giants' primetime win, and also Broncos coming back at home after their very disappointing performance in London, and kind of want to show out to a team they can beat, a team that they should be able to cover against. I don't think they should be covered, or I don't think they should be. What am I trying to say? I
Favored?
don't think they should be. Yes, I don't think they should be favored by, a touchdown. I'm sorry, brain's all rattled. They should not be favored by a touchdown, but they could very easily favor the or cover this game by a touchdown if they wanted to.
I mean, if you saw this, they won this game by 10 points. I mean, I'm like, yeah, they're
Yeah,
the better team.
definitely. So yes, that's my thought behind it. I respect y'all's choice. I don't think it's the bad choice. I don't think it's the wrong choice, but this is my choice.
All right.
Shout guys, the guy's name is actually Riley Moss. So shout out that
Oh,
guy.
okay.
Right.
Shout out a white.
White corner is like an
Locking it
endangered,
down.
this is an endangered species, man.
Right. Moving on. Sunday night football. Falcons at the 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 2.5 points at home in this Sunday Night Football primetime game. Let's see. Who do I want to go to? Chris, what do you think about this game, Sunday Night Football in San Francisco?
I don't love this. I'm taking the Niners minus 2.5. Line is stinky. Falcons coming off a big win, big emotional win. Now they have to travel all the way across the country playing primetime again. San Francisco, I know they just lost. Was it Fred Warner for the
Yep. Yeah.
year? Yeah. But offensively, it looks like Kittle's playing. Pearsall and Purdy are both like, they're like, hey, they could play. Honestly, Shanahan's proven, I mean, just 2 weeks ago, he can win with a kind of duct taped together offense. So I think they come out and I think they win and cover against a Falcons team that needs to be brought back to earth, because it's like Falcons are a good team. I don't know if they're a back to back win in prime time. I want to say up big upsets, but good upsets for especially for a team like them. So yeah, give me Niners minus 2.5. I don't like it. It's stinky, but I'm rolling with it. Sean, what do you think?
So I had to look something up real quick, but we're all good. I gave out some crazy stats last week for teams on their second consecutive night game, just like the Falcons are, just like the Bills were. Unfortunately, this kind of only applied to teams with 8 days rest or more. So the Falcons are kind of actually on a short week this one. But we got some. Spoiler alert, I'm going with the Falcons, money line, straight up. Got some stats that are much more favorable for this. Teams often outright win as a dog in prime time, like the Falcons, who then play again in prime time, are 27 and 20 straight up, 27, 19 and 1 against the spread in the last 20 years. Plus, Niners are beat to shit. This is the first game since 2019 where Nick Bosa or Fred Warner will not suit up for the Niners, by the way. When they were both with the Niners, they were 72 and 45. Since then, without Nick Bosa, they are 7 and 14. I think this is an auto L for the Niners, unfortunately. But oops, hold on. Where'd you guys go?
I'm right here.
Right here.
Yeah, no, you're in another tab. Sorry. That's my
I
pick. Falcons money line. Will, what you got?
am also on the Falcons. Falcons plus 2.5 here. The Niners, yes, they have a great coach. Yes, it feels like it's just like a next man up type of team that they have, but at the same time, like, dude, they're beat to hell. They're beat to hell right now, and Bijan Robinson looks like the best running back in the league right now. And without Fred Warner and without Nick Bosa, it's kind of like, I mean, I think they're going to run all over him, if I'm going to be quite honest here. And it's I'm just going to ride them while they're hot. This feels like it could be a very fun game. I'm not going to front. It feels like it could be fun. Some surprises could happen. But I'm not betting on a surprise. I just feel like I'm betting on the hot hand right now. Even though the Niners have been winning as well, but the Falcons just feel hot. You know what I'm saying?
They are hot.
Yeah. Hotlanta. So, and I mean, Jesus. They fucking destroyed the Bills. All right, moving on. Next game, Monday Night Football. Another doubleheader, which I'm going to speak for myself, and I like more football, but at the same time, I like my attention only being divided to one game, when it's Monday. It feels like when there's two Monday Night Football games, it's not as special. But at the same time, I like football. Yes, Christian.
I like this Monday night format where it's like one leading into the other. It's not two going on at the same time. Because
It's like, bro,
isn't the second one start at like 8 or 9 or 8
it
o'clock?
starts at 9:15.
Yeah.
Oh
I
shit.
mean, yeah.
like, I got work in the morning, dog. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm only gonna be watching a little bit of that, but
I hate the Monday night doubleheader because I really like when like the noon slate is full, but I hate when the 3 o'clock slate only has like two games.
yeah,
Hate
that
that.
is
And then
the
like the rest of them are, you know, there's the Sunday night game and then there's two Monday night games. And it's like, okay, well, we could have just done one or the other, or we could have had three or four 3 o'clock games. I don't know. It sucks, but whatever.
Yes,
We can't control it.
whatever. I also miss when the London game was like special. Now it's not.
No,
Now
none of
we
these are
got one of
special.
these like every week, and
There are seven international games this year.
I low key really don't like it.
No, it's dumb.
I'm supposed to be
Ugh.
able to do some chores before I sit on the couch for 10 hours. Like,
Every all day.
yeah. So I have to do something during the day, but not if there's football. Anyway, Monday Night Football, right? Monday Night Football. The game we're talking about, Bucks Lions. Lions are favored by 5.5 points. Lions, I was about to say put up a stinker, but I mean, they scored 17 points, and you know, I really wanted that one to go over. It just like Dan Campbell just kept saying, we have to score 30 to win. And it's like, well, if you say that, it's not going to happen. If you know anything about sports and superstitions, that's just not going to happen. So shut up, Dan. Sean, what do you think about this game?
This is a classic suck my dick, I'm taking the over game. Two teams averaging 27 plus points per game, total of 52 and a half so far. We'll see if it climbs, but we've seen four of these games in the last 4 seasons. We saw it last week with the Chiefs. Lions lost 30 to 17. Week three with the Ravens, they won 38-30. Last January, they faced the Manders, lost 45 to 31. And in 2022, they played the Seahawks and lost 48 to 45. Point is, Lions seem to have trouble winning these high total games. Granted, three of these four games went over and rocked. But if our cards say anything, dogs are barking this week. Whole pack of dogs. We might just have to bring back the all dog parlay for this week. No money line for this one, but we might sprinkle it. Bucks plus 5.5. The over is not the wrong move. But no, I'm gonna double dip in this game. I'm gonna take the over as well. But we'll have more over picks for this game, I'm sure. I'm sure one of you boys got the over in this. Bucks overs are auto bets, but we're just going to make this game a little more exciting. Baker absolutely rocks. Enough said. Bucks plus 5.5. Let's keep it interesting on Monday night. Chris, what you got?
Yeah, you said it. Suck my dick. I'm taking the over. 52 and a half at the time of recording. I don't care what it closes at. I'm taking it. This game is gonna rock, and I want points. Do I need to say more? I feel like these, whenever like teams like these meet, especially indoors, it's gonna be a lot of fucking fun. So yeah, over 52 and a half. I guess if you want to like analyze the game a little bit, I think both secondaries are very injured. And Detroit's offense, I know like 17 points, that's a fine showing, possibly a good showing, depending on what team you are. That's bad for them. Like Will said, they're used to scoring 30. If both teams score 30 in this game, would you be surprised at all? I wouldn't.
No.
So, yeah. I mean, any number. I don't care what it closes at over, but right now it's 52 and a half, so that's what I'm giving out. Yeah, let's have some fun on Monday night. Will, I have a feeling you might concur.
I do.
Let's go.
Yeah, over 52 and a half. The Bucks offense is looking a bit thin right now. However, Baker Mayfield is playing like an MVP. Let's call a spade here. It's awesome. It's awesome to watch. Bucks overs are our auto bet right now. I mean, so are the Lions, really. I could see this game ending like 6-0, just because
What?
it's so backwards.
I
Because
think
sometimes the opposite things happened.
I get okay, I
All
get
right, I get what
where
you're
you're
saying, but
coming from,
that's
but
too low of a score.
I think you went a little extreme.
Yeah, it's
It is
too
a
low
bit
of a score.
extreme.
Maybe
However,
like 24-13.
sure,
Sure.
sure.
But yes, if this game ends 6-0, that would be a travesty.
But yeah, I'm taking the over 52.5. It's easy math, but I don't know.
If this game ends 6-0, I will file a petition to replay this game.
I'll eat dog poop if this game ends 6-0.
That dude on Twitter
Yeah, who didn't do it?
who
Yeah,
didn't do
and
it.
then look at Florida State ever since then.
Dog shit.
Yeah, I will eat dog poop if this game ends 6-0.
All right, Chris. I'm gonna hope it's 6-0. It'd be funny as hell.
That would
It'd be
be a
hilarious.
it would be hilarious, yes.
I mean, what would you do? You wouldn't do it though.
I feel like I'd have to.
You wouldn't do it
You wouldn't
though.
do it.
I mean, I have to be a man of my word. Look at what happened to the Florida State. Like, they have
Yeah,
not won a conference game in 2 years.
he also went AWOL off all
Yeah.
social media.
Maybe
I
his life has just crumbled. We don't know.
But
Like,
if
he
he
put
ate
that.
the poop,
It could be, yeah. If he ate the poop, Florida State could have won a national championship last year. We don't know.
but if he only ate the poop, man.
That Kansas State, I mean, if we want to keep talking about these weird ass internet bets, the
Yeah.
Kansas State guy, he shoved the burrito up his ass. He
He
owned it.
did
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. But yeah,
He did it. That
I
was
will
such
eat
a long
dog
time
poop.
ago.
I'll eat dog poop if this game ends 6-0.
Right. If that happens, I will be clipping this.
Good.
I just want to see what a correct score is, real quick.
6-0 on this game. I
Yeah.
mean, shit, that's gotta be like 100-1.
It's gotta be more than that.
Chris, if like the first quarter ends and it's like 0-3, I'm gonna send you the eyeball emojis.
I mean, even, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll be nervous, but I'll be
Damn.
like, yeah, I'll be probably terrified until the first touchdown score, or they someone scores a touchdown and they miss the extra point.
Yeah.
I
Oh no.
mean, yeah, I won't, I'm not gonna lie, I'll be a little nervous if that happens, but it's not gonna happen.
All right.
I don't see a correct score on.
It's probably not up yet.
Yeah, probably not. I will be looking for that. I might
But
sprinkle like $1 on that just to be funny.
I will do it.
All right.
There's no way.
All right. Moving on. That's the main slate of games. That's over. Now we're on to the surefire picks of the week. And hopefully I can redeem myself. But yeah, so I guess I will go first. My double unit guaranteed to win surefire pick of the week is a game that we have already discussed, but it is not a pick that I have already given out. I will be double dipping on the Colts Chargers with the under 48.5. And I have a trend center stat to back it up. All right, this stat is titled Conference Unders After Teams Went Over Since 2018. So both of these teams, their totals hit last week. This trend is 76, 29, and 0. 38% ROI and 7-3 in the last 10. Give me the Colts Chargers under And also throw that in the surefire parlay. So there we go. Chris, what do you have?
Yes.
What's your
All right.
double unit surefire guaranteed to win, not to lose play of the week?
All right. Surefire guaranteed not to lose play of the week. You guys might hate me for this one, but we're gonna get a little stinky.
All right.
Carolina
It's the
Panthers,
Panthers. It's the
money
Panthers. I knew
line
it. I knew it. No,
against
I don't hate you.
the New York Jets.
I don't hate it.
So before you get into it, this is a play that I wanted to discuss after we're
Yeah.
done with our picks. But just lay it out, because
All right.
this, I mean, I'm leaning this way, but Jets 0-5, home dogs.
They gotta win a game.
I know that's the only reason I don't want to take it, but lay it out. Lay it out for us.
Do they have to win a game?
I mean,
I mean,
no,
no,
but
but
they are terrible. Like, I them and the Titans are kind of
pretty dog
like
water.
right there with just being generationally god awful. Aaron Glenn ain't the fucking guy. I mean, I glad he struck while the iron was hot and got a head coaching gig, but he ain't the guy. Yeah, I mean, this seems fucking terrible. Coming back from London, gotta play like a decent Panthers team. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that they're a good, like a legitimately good football team. But I mean, they beat the Cowboys last week. Like,
They're better than last year.
they're scrappy, like, if anything. So I think I think the Panthers are just the clear favorite in this. Like, I think they're much better than the Jets. And I don't think that's necessarily a hot take. Also, a stat from our friends at Trend Center. It is called Fade the New York Jets versus NFC opponents as a small dog. It's got a bunch of stipulations, so I won't get into it. But what you do need to know, it is 51, 24, and 4 overall. It has won 14 in a row. That's the big one. And if we kind of were in a similar-ish spot, I want to say, with the Titans when we were like, hey, this trend has won in 20 straight games. Like, obviously, the Panthers are a much better team than the Titans. I'm not trying to say that they're a bad team, but we were like, hey, like, it's a stinky game, sort of a stinky line. Do we trust a trend like this with such a bad team? And what do they do? They won outright. So I'm taking Panthers on the money line with double units guaranteed not to lose play of the week. Yeah, just beat the worst team in the league. That's all you have to do. Coming back from London, what could go wrong? Panthers money line. Book it. Sean,
All right.
what are you taking?
All right. Mentioned in the Bucks pick, dogs are barking. They're howling this week. Burned me last week against Chris's surefire this week, the Panthers. Give me the Cowboys on the money line at home versus the Washington Commanders. Gave out some Dak stats against bad teams last week. Seemed like a lock. But there is no other team that Dak is better at beating than the Washington Commanders. Covering 7 of his 8 of his last 8 against the Commanders, 4 straight at home, 10-3 against the spread in his career, and 6-0 straight up at home against the Commanders. Dallas is a home dog. Give me that all day long. Thank you. Cowboys money line.
Okay. All right.
And that brings the surefire parlay to a whopping plus 640.
All
That's
right.
pretty good.
Love
That's
it.
pretty good.
Okay. Well, that's the surefire double unit guaranteed not to win, not to lose. Not to
Know.
lose picks of
Some
the
weeks
week.
it's.
I mean, we've done 6 of these things and they haven't won yet, so
Right. But yes, there's that. Okay, now to on to the extra plays of the week. Sean, what are your extra plays this week?
shockingly, I have no extra plays. I
Oh shit.
think the rest of this slate stinks.
Okay.
Matchups are bad. I hate the Packers, Cardinals. I don't even want to think about the Titans, Pats. Not even gonna like touch that. I even like looked into this. Do you know the last time the Titans covered at home?
No.
Well,
You got it.
do I have to say the exact game or just a year?
Just how many games do you think it's been?
I mean, I would say it's probably 23.
23 games.
No, 2023 was the last time they
That's
covered it. Sometime in that year. I don't know.
okay. Well, it's 2020, it's early 24, January 7th, 2024. Mike Vrabel's last game
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
against the
Okay. Yeah.
Jags.
Yeah.
It's been 24 games.
Yes.
20, 21 games, excuse me,
Yeah.
since the
Jeez.
Titans have covered at home. And then here comes Mike Vrabel waltzing into Nissan Stadium.
I mean, I've been
I don't
dreading
know.
this.
Yeah. I don't have any extra plays. I looked at the
Okay.
board. I can't consciously like put money on the Dolphins Browns. That game sucks.
Ugh, that might be a loser leaves town. Like,
Yeah.
as in a head coach will be fired.
Raiders Chiefs, the spread's 11 and a half. Patrick Mahomes can't cover these big ass spreads, plus he kind of stinks right now. But the Raiders also stink. But
Divisional
I
matchup.
don't know. Yeah,
Anything could happen.
no.
Right.
That's it, other than like the Monday night game, which I didn't really the Texans Seahawks, which I really didn't like get into all that much since we weren't talking about it, and that's like future Sean's problem. But I think the rest of this slate kind of sucks. I'll take the Panthers out of solidarity just because it's in the surefire parlay. But that's all I got. This slate
Okay.
stinks. Sorry.
It's okay.
Chris,
It
does this
does.
slate stink? Go ahead
It
with your extra
does.
plays.
I've got a couple. First one is, I mean, it's Thursday night, Bengals plus 5.5. The fighting Joe Flacco's. I think they keep it close. That spread's too big for a home division dog. Also, Flacco's played the Steelers a zillion times. Like he hasn't like obviously, he has no fear, but like this is just another day at the office to him. So I think they keep it close. Also, I mean, Bengals showed life last week. So they look second half, they showed life. First half, it was rough, but the second half, they showed life. I think they keep it close. Also, the Steelers are not like world beaters by any stretch. So
Also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but when Joe Flacco was traded, he drove himself.
that doesn't surprise me.
Or like or maybe he was driven and in the few hours car ride was the only time he had to like read the playbook.
I guess that kind of works out. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. The Bengals have the cheapest ownership probably in all of sport. So if they made him Uber from Cleveland to Cincinnati, it wouldn't be a total shock.
Yeah.
But yeah, other play is Cowboys plus 2.5. I was gonna take it already. I have a stat from Trend Center with this game. It is missed playoffs versus made playoffs. So since 2019, when teams in the same conference are playing each other, one missed the playoffs last year, one made the playoffs. The total is between 56 and 52.5. The team that missed the playoffs has covered 21 straight games,
Oh.
28-3 all time. So
Wow.
I don't care about your, or I do care about your sticking points because I was able to grab a 2.5 on Schmool, no free ads before the before we recorded. But
Yeah.
I think
It's
they,
1.5 right now.
yeah, if they win the game outright, wouldn't surprise me. I'll, you know what? Fuck it. I'll 2.5 official play, but I will also sprinkle money line. I think Cowboys need a good win. Also, the Manders just might not be that good. So, yeah, Cowboys plus
Just
two and a half.
man.
I might take the under in the second Monday night game just because I feel like Seattle, Houston, two good defenses, but no official play yet. But check the Twitter.
Yes, check the X.
Oh, yeah, the X, excuse me.
It's okay.
Such a conformist. Elon's got you wrapped around his finger, dude.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he does.
He's got you right where he wants you.
He's my boss.
Not really, but all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I also don't have any extra plays. Yeah, that I really didn't. I was looking at the board and all the other games that we didn't talk about, and I was just like, I don't see anything here. So
I thought about taking the Dolphins, but I can't. They've
yeah.
actually, they're, I know they're 1-5, they're terrible, but they've shown life. The
Yeah.
Browns are abysmal, but I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. And also, like, I probably should take less games because I lose so frequently. So,
You have fewer opportunities to win.
yeah. But, who's to say? Anyway, but yeah, that's the games. That's week seven. I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the exiting of Brian Callahan. And Chris, what you said in our group chat, I really agreed with when they fired him, and you were like, I thought I would be happy.
Yeah, it just felt like, I mean, we've known this was coming since last year. So it's just like, okay, like, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't get excited until they hire the new guy. And I might not even get excited about that. I could potentially be furious.
Do you
But
want?
McCarthy.
You want McCarthy?
Yeah, I mean,
Not Joe Brady.
no, I want a proven head coach.
Not
What
Matt
about John
Nagy?
Gruden? No, I don't want John Gruden. I mean, John Gruden, yes, he's proven he has not coached the NFL successfully in a very long time.
Yeah,
I
but I kind of like John Gruden.
like him, but I
Dude
want to win some
rocks.
fucking football games at some point, dude. Mike McCarthy's just been a winner pretty much everywhere. So, I mean, yeah, he had some collapses in the playoffs. I'll worry about that in 5 years when the Titans are relevant again.
I'll worry about that when we can actually like get to the playoffs.
Yeah. I also want Mike McDaniel as OC. And that won't happen if we get some like offensive minded young coordinator to get like getting his first head coaching gig. Which that probably won't happen, but in an ideal scenario, that would
We
happen.
gotta stop doing that.
Hiring
It
like
worked
the
out, yeah, the young guy. Like, it worked with Vrabes, but like
and
he
like Sean
wasn't even
McVay.
like a we
He
gotta stop.
was a defensive coordinator, so it wasn't like he was like the next like potential offensive mastermind, like the next Sean McVay or anything. He was just kind of like a like yes, he was a coordinator, never been a head coach, but it wasn't we He's a very different style than these other guys that other teams seem to be getting after.
And I mean the Dolphins were like pretty good in the beginning of the Mike McDaniel when he first started as a head coach.
They were amazing. I mean, they scored 70 points in a game.
And so like that.
But I
I
want
guess
like if
stuff sours, but
I want an actual, I want a head coach. Like
yeah.
a guy who has done, and I mean, if Mike McCarthy's biggest sin is not winning in the playoffs after winning 12 games. I will gladly take that at this point. So
Right.
that's just who I do. Y'all have any other names?
I mean, I think it's either it's McCarthy or Joe Brady, I think are the two front runners. John Gruden's name gets thrown around, but I think it's more of a joke. Like it's like, oh, why don't we just get John Gruden? And it's like, well,
I think he'll coach
let's just go trade, let's just go trade for Patrick Mahomes, you know, like let's just go get him. Like he's busy. He's got stuff to do.
I think he will coach again. Maybe not the NFL, but I think he'll
Yeah,
coach in college.
he's gonna do like Oregon State or something,
Yeah,
you
I
know, like
don't.
he's
Yeah, I definitely don't want him now. Maybe, yeah, if, yeah, I don't want him right now. And
no,
I
and
love
it's
him, but.
like I've seen people, you know, toss Belichick's name out there, and I'm like,
No,
I really
no,
don't want you
no.
to bring that energy into Nashville.
He's
Like,
just
he
not.
lives here too, or he has some sort of property here,
Yeah,
pretty sure.
he's from here.
But oh, yeah, that's
Or,
right. His dad coached at Vandy at
yeah.
some point.
He's not. He needs to go away. He doesn't need to coach football anymore. He's not a good head coach anymore
Yeah, no.
at any level. He's just not. Greatest of all time, yeah, probably. But he's not a good head coach right now. The game has passed him by. He needs to retire.
Correct.
I mean, that's kind of it.
I don't know. I like the Rams OC. I know it's kind of like the same thing we talked about not wanting to do is LaFleur's brother. But it's like if we're gonna get one of these like hot shot coordinator guys, either Joe Brady or Mike LaFleur. But give me my,
The
I mean.
problem,
Go
yeah,
ahead.
the sorry, but the problem with this job is that nobody wants it. And that's the harsh reality of it. And
Having Cam Ward
every
is a pretty good playing chip, I think.
and you can also essentially we have the most cap space is like there's not there pretty much everyone on this team is expendable. It's a almost blank slate. And it's like, yeah, nobody wants it, but like, there's only 32 jobs.
Yeah.
Like, someone will jump at this chance. I don't know if it'll be Mike McCarthy necessarily, but someone will jump at this chance.
That's what I mean. Like, this job isn't appetizing to guys like Mike McCarthy. You know, like these jobs are more appetizing to the young OCs or DCs from other teams looking to make that leap and then get fired within, you know, a year and a half.
Well,
When they're not doing well.
what jobs are going to open where McCarthy would go? Like the Dolphins?
Dolphins, the
That's
Raiders.
not,
I mean,
I don't think they're going to fire Pete yet. The Raiders.
yeah. Geno's bad. I mean,
The Titans is a the Titans are is a better job right now than the Dolphins.
yeah.
Yeah, I do think it also does come down to some sort of how the ownership is involved, and our ownership is fucking terrible.
She needs to fucking quit being involved.
Yeah.
Like, the only other owner who, I mean, I don't follow every other team like under a microscope, but I feel like the only other owner who is this involved is Jerry Jones. And he's the fucking general manager as well. Like, it seemed like this firing, while definitely very warranted, it seemed like nobody else in the building was prepared for it.
No,
And that's where
I
it's like,
mean,
okay, the owner is being too hands-on. Yes, he should be fired, and it would happen eventually. But when your GM and the president of football operations or whatever the fuck doesn't know what's happening, that's bad.
it just kind of feels like when you have these mid-season firings that you're done. Like you've given up,
I
you
mean,
know?
yeah. I mean,
Because
we've
like,
given up for the last 2 weeks.
right. But
3 weeks, I mean.
the interim Mike McCoy, do you know
Sucks.
who hit what his last coaching job was?
With
With the
the
Chargers.
Chargers.
He was the last head coach of the Chargers when they were still in San Diego.
I mean, I could care less about this guy.
I think they went like 22 and 47 when he was there.
I
I mean,
just thought it
he's
was an interesting
not.
fact. I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, it is,
I don't
but I
even
mean,
know when he
yeah,
went.
it's interesting,
We're not
but.
going to win. Like, it's whatever. Like, he is a Band-Aid. He's not going to be a
No,
candidate
you.
for, like, I don't care who the interim is, because it can't get worse.
Right. However, I
Well,
do have this thought in
it can't, Sean.
mind.
This is such
Well,
a bad team.
it's a bad team.
It can't. I guess
I
it
did.
could. We could outscore another point the whole season, I guess. But, like, it realistically cannot get worse than this.
I did have a thought enter my brain. With this could be potentially a 4D chess level move, because given the ownership's track record, if we would have kept Callahan and then Vrabel comes in with the Patriots and just stomps us, then it's like, okay, well, Brian Callahan's got like till the next day, maybe. But this way, when the head coach is fired, that next game is kind of like, I mean, the
Yeah.
players got a
You get a
fire under their
bump.
ass.
Yeah.
You get a little
Yeah.
bump. I don't know.
I just.
I said weeks ago that Callahan would be gone before the Patriots came to
You
town.
did. You
I
did.
said
I think, yeah, we talked about it before the, it
We
was
talked
before
about it on
the
the
Cardinals
pod. We
game.
talked about it in the group chat. I said this shit out loud.
Yeah.
And
And you're
like
right. And,
I didn't really think about it in that way. I thought about it as like, oh, we don't want the replacement to lose to Vrabes, which I mean they still kind of are. I mean, all things considered, but yeah, I mean, hopefully they get some sort of fire on their ass and just kind of
I mean,
cover. I
you
don't
got to
know.
get something. I think it's a scenario. It's like they had to have hated Callahan. Like you got to. Like there's some guy, like when you fire a coach, sometimes it's like, oh, if he's a player guy, it sucks. Callahan, fuck, like he's terrible. Like guys had to have hated this guy. So yeah, I think we get a bump. I mean, maybe we don't lose by 30. I still think Vrabel's furious. That team's red hot. We're just toast. But
We're cooked.
I'm just like thinking about the past and like what? Like Callahan was like the Bengals OC and they went to the fucking Super Bowl.
He also didn't call plays. I think people kind of, I know it's been mentioned,
What did
but
he do?
that's the thing. Like, it clearly wasn't like that much. Because whenever Burrow's healthy, that offense is still really good. So they didn't miss him at all.
This is a
So.
guy whose dad was a head coach, a very good coach, and grew up within like the, PS1 Madden era. So probably just played a shit ton of Madden, drew up a bunch of plays, and got his way to the head OC job in Cincy, and then eventually found his way in the head coach spot in Tennessee. And that's kind of like my thought behind it. I mean, there's no other explanation about how this kid just fell into this spot other than nepotism.
I mean, before that, he was like quarterback's coach in a bunch of different places. He was the
I think he
quarterback
would.
coach for Peyton Manning when he was in the Broncos, I believe.
I think he would have got a head coaching job eventually, just because if you're a coordinator, I don't know how long he was the coordinator for Cincinnati. I think it was only like 3 or 4 years, if that. But if you're a coordinator for a successful offense, regardless if you call plays or not, you will get a look. It just sucks that it was with us. And that's why I don't really, I'm hesitant to about Mike LaFleur, because I mean, I assume he doesn't call plays. I assume Sean McVay is running that offense. Obviously, I haven't done too much research on that, but for me at least, the bare minimum is I would like head coaching experience, and or you have called plays in the NFL at a full-time level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you're the QB coach for Peyton Manning when he's already in Denver, are you really doing anything? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I doubt he's rolling the
what
ball. Hey, Peyton,
are
here's what I see. I don't know if you
you
I don't know what you were reading on this, but what I
contributing? What are
saw.
you contributing here, dog?
Right. That makes a lot of sense. All right, I'm gonna wrap it up.
Yeah,
All
I'm
right.
getting sad.
But he's gone. Thank God.
He's
That's
gone. He's gone.
we need to establish that. Like, I know we're
Yeah.
moping, but yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hey.
All right. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really appreciate it. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the description. Use code TFTM to get 15% off a premium membership. It's the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. And we use it like every day. So it's great. And now that the NHL's back, we'll be using it even more. Okay. There's three of us. Now let's make some money. Woo!